For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. If you've ever gone to the Kalamazoo County Building for a deed or a birth certificate, you've been to the clerk register's office. The clerk register also oversees elections in Kalamazoo County. Every 4 years, Kalamazoo elects someone to lead that office. The longtime incumbent says he runs things smoothly. But as WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, the challenger says he could do better.
For Republican Tim Snow, this November marks an anniversary, 20 years since he first got elected to the office of clerk register.
I'm running again because the county clerk and register of deeds office needs a professional clerk to really, really take care of all the issues that come up.
But Democrat John Taylor hopes that next January, he'll become Kalamazoo's clerk register. While Taylor would be new to that office, he's a veteran of the Kalamazoo County Board, first elected in 2002. He's chaired the county board since 2015.
I believe I have a track record at the county commission of fiscal responsibility while also listening to other people's points of view. I was elected chair of the county commission unanimously by both Republicans and Democrats.
Clerk registers devote much of their time to managing the county's people and property records, but they also play a central role in local elections. And Taylor says Snow's office has not always run elections as well as it ought to. He mentions an incident he says took place in 2012 where county commission candidates Julie Rogers and Mike Seals had their names swapped in one precinct. Taylor says Rogers was in a close race that year.
Julie had spent a lot of time talking to voters in that precinct, and then they received their absentee ballot only to see that the names had been switched around. We had to resend ballots out in that year.
Snow says he can't find a record of such a mix-up, but says it's possible it happened. Julie Rogers says, yes, her name was once left off absentee ballots in Kalamazoo Township Precinct 9. Rogers says, in her words, Tim Snow should be well aware of it. Snow has said that some of Taylor's other criticisms are incorrect. One concerns a very close state Senate race between Republican Margaret O'Brien and Democrat Sean McCann in 2014. Here's Taylor.
There was a recount where there were, you know, thousands of ballots missing. That affects. And when people go to vote, they want to make sure that their voice is heard and their voice is counted.
Snow is emphatic that those ballots were not literally missing. He says it's true that some ballots could not be recounted. Either the seals on the bags broke or a retallying of ballots didn't match the first count. But Snow says state election officials were, in fact, impressed with the number of ballots that could be recounted.
We are shown in trainings throughout the state as the example of how a recount is supposed to be done, which I'm very proud of that, actually.
Taylor has also said that Kalamazoo County voters got their absentee ballots much later than in other counties.
In Kalamazoo County, we didn't receive our ballots until October 6th at the earliest in some precincts. And I think people in the county expect their elected officials to be held to state guidelines and state standards.
Cities and townships mail absentee ballots, not the county clerk. And it's not clear that Kalamazoo County's governments did lag behind other places. Battle Creek didn't mail its first absentee ballots to residents until October 4th. St. Joseph says it sent them on October 7th, the same day as the city of Kalamazoo. Grand Rapids did get its ballots out a bit earlier, at the end of September. The state, for its part, does not have a hard rule on when absentee ballots for Michigan residents must be mailed. For the wider duties of the clerk register's office, both Snow and Taylor say they're committed to transparency. Snow says for him, that means easy access to public records.
We've done a tremendous job of putting things out for the public. We were the very first office in the county to start scanning in documents and putting them out online. Back in 1999, we started doing this.
Taylor says for him, transparency means that if a problem that affects the public happens in his office, people will know.
If there's delays in absentee ballots being sent out, you need to inform the media, you need to inform the public, you need to inform people of why this delay is taking place and when it's going to get solved.
Back in March, the county board voted to put the county's top administrator on leave, but declined to confirm it publicly until 2 days later. Asked about how the county handled putting the administrator on leave, Taylor, who chairs the board, says he doesn't remember all the details, but he says, in his words, the transparency was there. Snow and Taylor agree on at least one major point about voting. Both candidates for clerk register want to make absentee voting easier by abolishing the rule that limits the reasons voters under 60 can vote absentee. Taylor and Snow also both support plans to update Kalamazoo's election equipment in the near future. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.